Just say it backwards. Holiday camp. Camp holiday.
Martin Sexton can do it all. Slicing and dicing folk, soul, jazz, blues, and rock elements into his music, and even beatboxing. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, this is Rita Houston. For the last 20 years, Martin Sexton has been wowing audiences far beyond the streets of Boston, where he got his start. So when he named his latest release Sugarcoating, it wasn't referring to his music as much as the earnest and honest lyrics, some about difficult subjects like family estrangement. Martin doesn't sugarcoat his process either, releasing his music on his own label, Kitchen Table Records. NFUV's Alisa Alley learned about Sexton's actual kitchen table when Martin was in town recently to perform at the 30th annual John Lennon Tribute Concert.
What an honor to be invited to sing, you know, one of my hero's songs at his tribute. You know, he was my favorite Beatle. He was my hero and still is. Mm-hmm. He had the guts to sing about things like peace and about love and about revolution. And man, that's so key today in the world we're in. And it was a great just privilege to be a part of the whole thing. And it was a wonderful experience. Great concert.
Do you say, you know, oh, I want to do Imagine. And they're like, oh, sorry, Jackson Brown's doing that song.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do, you know, you're going to have to be the jealous guy.
Right, yeah. I figured Imagine would probably be like a end of the night hootenanny, which it was. And but anyway, I chose The Working Class Hero. I thought it was so relevant in today's world, you know, with basically what's going on in the world. And John Lennon himself said this was a song for the revolution. Not about the revolution, but for the revolution. And I think it's a song people need to hear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so crazy you can't follow the rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be, yeah. When they've tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career.
Do you really spend a lot of time at the kitchen table? Is that really where things start cooking, so
it's
to speak?
Funny you should ask, but, you know, in our office at KTR, the main desk is a kitchen table from 1957. And at my kitchen table at home, it really is where everything happens. I write songs there. I spill out my heart to my wife there. You know, friends gather there if we have a get-together. You know, it always ends up in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where so much happens. A cup of coffee there on the kitchen table. Yeah, it seems to me everything seems to... It's like the universe. It's like the center of the universe for me, my kitchen table.
Does that occupy a lot of your time?
It takes up some time because I kind of have to, you know, make decisions. You know, it's nice being the boss.
Yeah.
And
it's good to be the king.
Yeah, I still get time to be an artist. You know, I still get to write, tour, be a father, you know, have a family, have a good life.
I met my baby at the Fez Club, underneath the Top Cafe, at the corner of Lafayette and 4th Street, late one Wednesday. She offered me a red stripe. I said, baby, not a chance. I could go for a tall, cool ginger ale, but how about we just dance? We did the moon shaboom. Do I did it, the mocha chocolata and the nitty-gritty. We did the hoochie-coo, the laser ballerina. Baby, make me feel like I'm a California dreamer, yeah.
Martin Sexton with live versions of Boom Shaboom and a cover of Working Class Hero. His latest release is Sugarcoating. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. To hear more sessions with Martin Sexton and other artists, check out our online archives at WFUV.org.